Astros and Mariners at Minute Maid Park one day after Felix Hernandez comes off the DL for Seattle. James Paxton makes his return from the disabled list, and he had a rocky start facing Jose Altuve here in the first.
Altuve into center field for a base hit. Springer around third. He is going to score. The Astros on the board with a Jose Altuve RBI.
2-0. And that's lined pretty deep to center field. Heredia racing back. It's over his head and goes all the way to the wall. Altuve around third. He will score. It's an RBI double for Carlos Correa. And the Astros lead is 2-0.
0-1.
And Gattis muscles one out in a shallow center field. Heredia coming on. He'll have to play that on the bounce. Correa around third. He will score easily. Evan Gattis breaks an 0 for 15 with an RBI single. 3-0 Astros.
Gattis lead off second. Astros leading by three. 3-1.
And that's bounced up the middle and through for a base hit. Gattis around third and coming home. Heredia up with the baseball. The throw to the plate. Not nearly in time. Gattis scores standing up. Cameron Maven an RBI single. And it's 5-1 Astros.
Charlie Morton strikes out 7 over 6 solid innings. He improves to 12-7 on the year as the Astros beat the Mariners 5-2 on Friday night. That ends Seattle's 3-game winning streak. Evan Gattis and Carlos Correa each had 2 hits and drove in a run for Houston. Here's Astros skipper A.J. Hinch after Friday's win.
Yeah, no, that was a good day for him. You know, he caught well, a couple key hits, a walk. Just did a really nice job of contributing tonight, and again, I think we talk so much about the top end of our roster, the other guys that are fighting for playing time or complementing the rest of the roster have done a really good job this year. It's why we have a complete team and a complete offense, because you never know in the lineup when someone's going to step up. Yeah, I think he's been better of late. You know, even though the hits haven't piled up for him, you know, he's been working on keeping the ball in the middle of the field. Correa's doing the same thing. Altuve's doing the same thing, and we're seeing some of the net results from that. When George isn't so conscious about pulling the ball or letting it travel too deep, and he keeps his direction right, he's really effective. Obviously, he pulls the double, was a bullet. Gets a couple walks, had some deep counts. And coming into the game, you know, we wanted to work Paxton with a lower pitch count, and George kicked off the game with that.
Charlie Morton, excellent outing tonight. I know you probably hate that we're looking so far in the postseason when you haven't clinched, but an outing like this really should improve its chances, I would think, at solidifying a spot in the postseason rotation. Any chance you will comment on that?
No chance. You know, he was good early. I thought coming back from the leadoff double was key. You know, he got the weird double base hit, bounce over White's head, comes back to 3 punch outs, 3 really good hitters. And that set the night up for him to control the night. You know, I thought his breaking ball got pretty good. I think his fastball is always really good. He's really found a way to be effective against left-handed hitters. You know, a couple guys got a couple ground ball hits against him, but just his ability to adapt a game to a game plan and not just be one-dimensional sinker and occasional breaking ball. He threw a couple changeups that were good. He's got really effective pitches. So when he's in the strike zone like that, he can control the game. And tonight, you know, we spotted him a 3 spot in the first, which is good that he took advantage of that and put some zeros up early. A little bit, because you know he's got good stuff, and coming back, I mean, it shows you it's really hard for guys to be on the DL and be away from competition, have no rehab, come back and face a good team. And we put some really good at bats against him in the first, you know, and he didn't have a chance to settle in. I think that's we put pressure on him from the very beginning. George drawing the walk, you know, Tuve getting the base hit, and all of a sudden we've got action going. There is no rehab for that, and if you haven't pitched in a while, it will put some pressure on you. You know, tonight he didn't land his breaking ball, which is key. Nobody hits his breaking ball hardly ever, but we got some fastball counts, got some good fastballs to hit. Correa got a base hit. You know, Gaddy got a little bloop hit. Reddick was difficult on him. White, even in the last out of the first inning, was difficult on him. We look up, we've got 30 plus pitches, and we knew he didn't have much longer.
What's the sense of anticipation as you get close to this thing?
Well, our guys are aware. You know, we want to close this out as fast as possible for a lot of reasons, and that's not going to complete our season. We've got a lot of work to do to get where we want to get. But there, people know. We know the magic number. We know that we control it. Wins like tonight get us that much closer. You know, we'll check the score tonight, see what happens out in Anaheim. That will obviously change the morning tomorrow, and put some anticipation in on what these games mean. So we want to win a division. We've said that since, you know, February when we got together. We're closing in on it, but we're not there yet.
You start to feel the energy, don't you?
Oh, sure. You know, I think coming home to one thing about our team tonight, we had great energy tonight. The crowd had great energy. It was nice to come home, which is not an easy night to play. I mean, our guys were, you know, we're driving home when most people were driving to work. So I was proud of our effort level. I was proud of our energy. We played with a little extra adrenaline today. Some of that has to do with, you know, we sense what's possible, and some of it has to do with the character of our team. So I commend our guys for how we played. Probably more Maben than Verlander. I think Verlander cares. Just give him a mound and a plate, and he would be good. Maben's got a little bit to learn about left field if he's going to play left with the wall and the little nook that's on the right side of the Crawford box. And just playing every day with Springer is going to be key for him. You know, this ballpark does play a little bit different on the left side of the field. I think Verlander, other than the sight line, maybe off our mound a couple times. But again, I think just give him a mound and a baseball and a plate and a hitter, and he's going to go after these guys.
For the bullpen tonight, Will Harris, you know, 7-3 singles there. He seemed pretty upset with himself. What did you see from him?
Yeah, I mean, pitchers hate giving up runs. And for him, I'm not sure if he made all of his pitches. I'd have to look at the video. But a couple rolling base hits, you know, and he ended up giving up a run. You know, he's working his way back, and really does – we do need him to get – himself where he's making pitches. You know, his breaking ball was pretty good tonight. I thought that was a key sign for him. Once he gets location with his fastball, he's leaving his fastball up and in, even to right-handed hitters, which is not his norm. But he's still working his way back, you know, from being on the DL for a while. So it's closer, but and he'll be getting some more innings as the schedule plays out. But we need him to be good for our bullpen to be complete.
And then Liriano.
Actually, his best outing as an Astro, so it's hard to knock that. Three punch outs through the middle of their order.
This series continues on Saturday at Minute Maid Park with Erasmo Ramirez on the mound for Seattle against Dallas Keuchel for Houston.